It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It is the Opinions Matter podcast, and you're very welcome along to the newest edition of one of Ireland's biggest and most controversial podcasts, Opinions Matter, with myself, Jeremy, and Katie in the other seat today. Adrian is on a day off. And this conversation we're going to have today is going to interest a lot of you because it's about the repercussions of getting involved in what can be classed as a protest or a riot. So unless you've been living under a rock over the last week and a half or so, you will realise that in the Coolock area over the last, I think it's up to 7 consecutive nights now, there has been trouble in the Coolock area. And again, it happened at the weekend, and lots of people have attended the protest. And despite what people, there's this belief that people have. I've been getting dogs abuse on Twitter. People saying, oh, you think all the protesters are scum and all that. I've never, ever said that. I think there were genuine people at that protest. Mm-hmm. Genuine people. Mm-hmm. No, I don't agree with the Maz on the rant things. Bringing their kids to the protest. That was ridiculous. Wasn't having their kids at the protest.
Yeah, well, when you know it's violent, I mean, if it's a peaceful protest and stuff, but yeah, if it's going to get violent, I definitely wouldn't like, want my kids being around that.
Don't bring your kids to Coolock for a protest. Bring them to see the Minions in the cinema. Like, that's where they should be. Anyway, that's another day's work. They have been going on for the last week and a half in Coolock. And not everybody that has attended these protests is far right. I want to get that out there. Not everybody who's been attending these protests has been doing so to cause trouble. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, there have been a lot of people at those protests, up to about 1,000. One person, and he's asked us just to call him Jack, and it'll become obvious why he doesn't want to be named on the podcast today. Let me read out Jack's message. He sent this actually this morning, and we got it first thing. He says, if you're talking about this, please don't mention where I work, but I am off work at the moment pending an investigation by my manager. I was called into the office this morning because he's seen me on a couple of videos at the Coolock protests on Friday. Now, he sent these videos to us. I'll describe what's in these videos. I don't want to play the audio because I don't want him to be identified. But he says, I went along because I'm from Artain, which of course is right beside Coolock. I caused no trouble. I was just standing there with concerned neighbours. Someone was videoing it and a few of our customers sent it to my boss. Is this not illegal? Can you not protest now without getting into trouble? Now, we asked him to send us the videos. He sent us 2 separate videos of, I think it was Friday night when these videos were taken. Was that correct?
Yes.
And in the videos, he is there. You can see him in the videos. In one of the videos, he is holding up a sign saying Coolock says no. Wouldn't see a huge problem with that. I think it's okay to say that without being branded racist. And in one of the other videos, he is standing with a group of other people and they are chanting out. Was it out, 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 get them out?
Yeah. Out, 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 get them out. Yeah. Which is, again, I don't see a problem with. It's a chant. What's the issue?
Okay, we'll park that one for a moment. But they are the videos that he has appeared in. Obviously, any video that was taken in Coolock over the last 7 days has gone viral around the world even. And Jack's employers obviously are not happy that he turned up at one of these protests. Now, we don't know what he works at. He refused to tell us what he works at. But he was talking about having customers. So I assume he works at something that is dealing with the public. And obviously the company are not happy that his face has appeared on these videos. Mm-hmm. Now, Katie, you are in employment, as am I. We both, obviously, this is separate. We work for ourselves for this, but we also both work for companies. How would your company, well, I know you can't speak for them, but how do you think your company would react if a video popped up on Facebook today of you shouting, get them out, get them out, get them out at Coolock?
Yeah, I don't think it would go down very well.
Kieran, your own opinions matter. How are you?
How's it going? I'll give you my opinion straight away on this, lad. And the easiest way to put it is to say, if he went into his office, and if it was anyway a big size office, there was going to be foreign nationals in his office. If he went in and he started shouting, I don't want to work with foreigners anymore. I want them all out of this company. This company is Irish only. There's enough foreigners in this company already. How long do you think he'd last in his job? because that's essentially what he's doing out in Coolock.
So you agree that he should have been put on, I'm not going to say suspension, but that he should have been put on remand. You believe that...
Absolutely.
Okay, so this company, we don't know what they do other than that they have customers. And in fact, JJ, can you message, because I know he's listening, can you message him, try and find out not what company works for, what the company does, please?
Do you think his colleagues feel safe now, his foreign colleagues feel safe, and his customers are happy to purchase from his company or to use his company? I wouldn't if I was a foreigner.
Okay, so if there's, and there is a fair chance that in the company he works for, that there are foreign nationals working there, and you believe a foreign national working there wouldn't feel safe because they
absolutely
know...
Absolutely not. I've seen the aggression in the man. It's no way peaceful. It was aggressive. It was violent. It was shot. I drove out by Coolock there a couple of days ago. I nearly wanted to take an armoured van. It was disgusting. But people had wrote paedophiles here.
I know. I saw that. Like, Jesus.
Hang on. That's no. But we're talking about, Kieran, with those people. We're talking about a small group of scumbags who literally came to cause trouble. There are people there, and there were people there who are genuinely concerned locals. Who don't want to cause trouble, they just don't want it in their area.
If all my friends are bankers, I'm a banker. If all my friends are car thieves, I'm a car thief. That's how it is. So he associates with these people.
That's crap.
And the majority of Coolock says yes. The vast majority of Coolock says yes. The vast majority, they want these people to come in and enrich their culture and bring a bit of gentrification into the area. They need it. It's been a slum for so long. These people.
I think you're wrong. I really think you're. I don't think the vast majority of people say yes. I think people, where you know the war broke out in Ukraine and we brought refugees in, and there was really there was a lot of sympathy and a lot of people wanting to help, open their arms, open their doors. But then it gets to a point where I think people are at now. Well, how much is too much? Like, we have a system that is crumbling.
That's not, that's, you keep talking about that every time. That's not the issue.
Who do the Coolock people think are going to pay their dole? There's not enough people here having children to pay their pension in the future. We need these people to come in and work to pay their dole.
What do you mean the Coolock people in Coolock work as well?
The ones that are out protesting seems enough. There's plenty of time
Jack,
to protest.
Who contacted? I think that's an awful sweeping assumption and generalisation. It's a very snobby and classist outlook to have.
You know what? He was probably suspended for not showing up to work because he wanted to go and light fires in some old building.
Sorry, can I just say, Kieran, I have to be very careful.
Yeah, we have to be careful
this
here
man,
because that's...
This Jack has not been accused of lighting a fire anywhere. He's not even been accused of involved in the riots. The video that we saw of him, he is standing there holding a banner that says Coolock says no, and he is shouting at a line of Gardaí, shouting, out, 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 get them out, get them out.
He wants the guards out too, I'd imagine. Oh my God, this is preposterous.
So, Kieran, honest question then. In your house, let's say they put a big, massive camp of asylum seekers right beside your home, would you care?
Listen, I live in Blackrock. Where would they put? There's nowhere here in Blackrock. We look after our area.
That's not answering my question. If you... And you know what? Do you know what the frustrating thing is, Kieran?
By the way,
Hang on, Jeremy. Don't interrupt me. Do you know what the frustrating thing is? Is that they wouldn't put them in somewhere like Blackrock because they know...
We look after our area. We don't need the gentrification. Our area's a nice area.
So you're saying that because Coolock is classified as a run-down area, lower-class area, is that what you're suggesting? That they should have... That they deserve this?
They need some culture. They're lacking it. It's a disgrace. I am more afraid to walk around Coolock than I would anywhere else in the world.
That is absolutely ridiculous. Again, do you know what? You've just pretty much summed up what I say the whole time. The government are always putting refugees into areas.
By the way, can I just say, because I have a friend living in Blackrock, there is a refugee centre in Blackrock. I was aware that there was because he told me just near the... Well, I'm not going to say what road it's on, actually, but there it is. That's the photograph over there.
What does that say, Jeremy? That tells you that there's no trouble coming from these refugees.
No, there hasn't.
I didn't even know. Yeah. I didn't even know that. And I live in Blackrock.
It's not about them causing trouble, Kieran. It's about people wanting to know who's coming into their area. It's about people wanting to know. And as well, you know, the likes of Thornton Hall, they're talking about, I think, up to 1,000 men. How is that? Like, I can just imagine what that's going to look like. You imagine trying to sell your house, a house you work hard for, and someone comes to have a look at the house.
Well, as well, Katie, you could be hard. Imagine trying to stay there for a second, Kieran. A lot of people
annoyed
you.
He's just so out of touch.
But imagine trying to sell your house in Coolock now because of what's transpired. That's been worldwide news. Would you buy a house in Coolock? Answer the question.
Would
like
I buy
you
a house?
It's
not somewhere I'd buy a house, but it's not because of the protesters.
Do you think what's happened in the last week and a half has painted Coolock in a negative light?
I think it's shown people who've had enough.
Okay.
The people who are throwing the, you know, missiles or whatever was being thrown, yeah, fair enough. But the people who are protesting, I think the rest of the country is probably looking at them and saying, you know what, we're being ignored. No one's listening to us. These people are trying to have their... There's only so... If I keep talking to you now and you just are point blank ignoring me, Jeremy, and you're ignoring me,
it's
what's going to happen?
That's what I do anyway. Well,
yeah, but what's going to happen?
You get annoyed.
I start to get annoyed. And that's what's happened here. People are getting annoyed. If there's better communication and they just communicate with people,
but when you,
it won't be so bad.
But when you go to something like a contentious protest, which is what that is, that has descended into violence and anarchy... I was saying there was one video there the other night. It was like the Purge, what was going on in Kulak. If you attend a protest and don't cover your face, as Jack didn't, you have to accept the fact that you're going to end up on a video.
If somewhere. I was going out to protest, I'd cover my face as well. And it's not because I want to cause trouble. It's not because I want, it's because I wouldn't want the repercussions. And what does that say? So I would imagine there's probably people at those protests weren't covering their faces because they're out to cause trouble or to instigate anything or to cause aggression or anything. There are people probably out wanting to genuinely protest and we're afraid.
Okay, Kelly, you heard what Ciarán says. What do you make of that?
Oh my God, where'd you find these people? What a snobby prick.
Why is he snobby? I don't think he said anything else.
Not like that in BlackRock. You know, these people don't have jobs, etc., etc., etc. Like, talk about, like, you know, looking down on people just because they're from a different area. Like, that's absolutely shocking.
No, there's some really good people in Kulak. There's a lot of good people in Kulak. There's a lot of people in Kulak that work. I do take one of the points he said. Some of those people who can afford to go to every single protest 5 days a week, I mean, I'd love to know what sort of job they have. But that's neither here nor there. The point he's trying to
when
make...
When you look at the protest, look at the protest of the last week, and look at the amount of people that were there in the morning compared to the evening. A lot of people went after them. And the irony is that Gobshite is sitting there saying, oh, people, they're not working, they've declared their job. We're literally on the podcast today talking about a man being suspended from his job. That's like somebody walking was at a protest. Oh, my God, it's a big shock factor.
Well,
we're talking about a man being suspended from his job for being at the protest. That's
well,
what you say, that everything
that's protest. Look, and
he has more balls for standing up for his country and what he believes in than you do.
What exactly was he standing up for?
Look, that the government is completely destroying this country. Don't even get me started now with what they...
His protest was against the government completely destroying this country. Is that what his protest was
about? Yeah, and it's from the working class areas. There's hundreds of unvetted men, yeah.
Explain to me how the government is destroying this country with migrants coming in, and I don't see your point.
How are they not? Look at all these places that are flooding with these unvetted men. Yeah, look at all the crap that's going out. Look, they're sitting around drinking all day, doing drugs, fucking tormenting women and children.
Kelly, don't even say where,
because there's some plenty of it.
Okay, Kelly, it's Jeremy here. Can I ask you a question? Have you been to any of the protests in Kulak, just a matter of interest?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay, I don't know what job you do, but do you think your bosses in work would have an issue if you did turn up at one of those protests and you were all over Facebook, a video of you shouting, get them out, get them out?
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I really don't know. But all I know is that in the contracts that we had at one point, it was saying about social media, things like that. We weren't allowed to put up things and time where we work, etc., etc. But what we do outside of our work hours is our own business. I mean, if that man now has been sent to his boss, and he's not doing anything wrong. He is not throwing stones. He's not throwing bricks. He's not doing it. So that is none of their business what he does.
Okay, Ciarán, none of their business.
Of course it's their business. It's their livelihood. It's affecting his boss's livelihood. You could look what happened to a lot of the coffee companies in town when all the stuff in Palestine and Israel broke out. A lot of the Muslim people stopped going to certain cafes because they didn't want to support Israel. And the same thing could happen if this company that this man works for is seen as a company that's racist, people are going to stop going there. People are going to stop spending money, and it's affecting business. You have to cut that out. You can't have that going on.
Where do you draw the line then, telling people what they can and cannot do? Where do you draw the line? That's a dictatorship.
Protests
in peacefully at home, sitting there going, oh, I don't fucking agree with the government on Facebook, and that's it. You think that's going to make any sort of difference? Look at the water where thousands and thousands of people got the water charges abolished. That, you know, yeah, people have to get feet on the street to be able to sort the government out.
Sitting at home, it's not going to make any difference. Were people setting fire to buildings? Were people smashing things? Were people attacking the Gardaí? No, they weren't.
No, they weren't. But when you look at the protests, look at all the videos, and don't get your head out of your ass. Look at the video that was put up the other day of the public order unit charging an empty street, screaming and shouting. Like, what are they doing? They're charging people for standing on the street. They are charging people standing on the street. No, those protests were peaceful up until the public order unit turned up. They were peaceful. There was no trouble before they turned up. So who's inciting the violence? Look at it from this point of view. There's been guards at that building for the last 5 days, and 5 days the fires broke out. They must have turned their back, or they're not doing their job, because how are these fires being lit?
Okay, Kelly, you have to admit there are people who've been turning up at that just to cause trouble. Come on, don't be that naive.
There's little scrolls turning up to cause trouble. But the fact is, you can't tell people that they're not allowed to protest because it can affect their livelihood. It's a constitutional right to protest. So where do you draw the line then and say, no, you're not allowed to protest, so you have to be, you know, a mile away from such and such a building to protest? That's turning into a dictatorship. We're being told what we can and cannot do.
Well, no, it's
and
not.
Now, our job is to be in control of what we can and cannot do.
What really pisses me off is, as I said, if this was a protest on the other side of things, we take them in, nobody would bat an eyelid. I'm sick of having to pander to a certain narrative in this country. It's complete pandering. And there is, and I'm concerned about the hate speech law. I get it. You know, nobody should incite hatred. But I'm worried that we're going to start entering a censorship, dictatorship style.
No, that's not what it is, Kate.
No,
but
Jeremy.
Kate, you know what it is what it's, this has always been in places. What it says is you can have free speech, but with that comes consequences. And I agree with you. If you went to a pro-Palestine march on Saturday in Dublin
City
Centre,
say anything.
And you were waving your Palestinian flag. Now, I'm not comparing the two, by the way. Two completely different
situations. No, but I know what you're saying.
But if
you could
walk up and down Grafton Street now waving a Palestinian flag, and the chances are your boss is not going to call, unless your boss is Israeli or something like that, but the chances are you're not going to be called in to do that, yeah? However, if you... And there was only 1 2 weeks ago, which was bizarre. There was a pro-life march 2 weeks ago in town, which is ridiculous.
Why? It's done.
It was done and dusted like, 5 years ago. Anyway, there was a pro-life march where anti-abortion people were marching up and down. That could be one that if you attended could trigger a lot of people that you work with.
Anthony says, oh, Anthony, you're an awful fucking fool. Katie,
that's what he said.
No, this is me to Anthony. Katie, the far left would not go causing arson or attacking Gardaí like the far right.
The far left are. I'm agreeing with you.
No, okay. But, sorry.
No, there's no jobs in the far left as well.
The reason that the far left, as you say, aren't going causing arsons or attacking or anything like that. One, those people that were out doing that don't represent the majority of protesters, I believe. And number two, they don't have a reason to. Because why would they? They don't. They're not being ignored. They're not seeking answers and being blatantly ignored. Like, and everything is the far right. Would you just piss off with the far right?
Apparently, you read out the comment. You didn't have to.
No, but everything is far. You cannot express any kind of concern about anything without being far right in Anthony's book. And unfortunately, there's more people like Anthony who are that way. As soon as you say anything,
I think Kieran on the other line has been making very valid points. Stay there.
Well, no, he's not. He's been talking down Coolock and making out that because it's a lower socioeconomic area that it should, they deserve refugees or whatever, which is bullshit. That's bollocks.
No, that is bullshit. Stay there. Here's Jake.
Now, it's a different story if this fellow was writing or should have been at work. But all I'm going to say is you're not going to see someone who was at a protest against Coolock Says No or against that ideal in any way, shape or form. You're not going to see him get suspended from work.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
It is the Opinions Matter podcast, and we're talking about Jack's situation. He got suspended. We will use the word suspended. Now, we've since found out where he works because he's been talking to JJ off air, and I'll get into that with you in a second. But Jack has been let go for a week from work because of something that happened. He turned up at a Coolock protest, and the video was shared all over social media and his workplace, and told you have to take a week off pending investigation. It'd be very interesting to see what they come back with. Here is Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Jeremy and Katie.
Hey, Jonathan.
Jeremy conflating the issue again. The lad we would have thought was out to protest in his free time. Got nothing to do with the company. Nothing to do with myself. The lad's out there in his free time. He's allowed to protest. He's not beating anybody. He's not hitting anybody. He's not causing mayhem. He's allowed to protest, Jeremy. The thought of losing his job over it is ridiculous. No wonder people are covering up their faces and going bad at clavers on, because this is the nonsense. What happens when you get seen at these things? But if he's on the left, if he's on the other side of the argument, no problem at all. Be praised probably by his employer. Yeah, no, that lad is spot on. He's allowed to protest, Jeremy. You're allowed to protest.
Oh, nobody said you weren't. Again, at the risk of repeating myself,
allowed to protest, but it comes with a caveat.
Yes.
But if you do, you might lose your job. But if you do, you might be suspended and pending investigation. So it really does come with a caveat. It's like, well, you can protest, but really don't. It's like when your parents say, all right, you go on, see what happens then. You go out, don't come home tonight, see what happens.
Say that to my kids all the time.
But it's the exact same thing, and it's absolutely ridiculous. Okay.
Susan, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you heard Ciarán pretty much saying a lot of shit about Coolock and saying that, yes, if this fella was at the protest, he was probably up to no good.
Well, in the first place, I think it's very wrong to be putting Coolock down.
Absolutely.
I'm not from Coolock, but I think it's very unfair. If you look, in relation to what that gentleman who's on there a minute ago said, if you look at the amount of people there who didn't wear anything covering their faces, it far outnumbered the very small minority who did.
I agree with you. The majority were proud to show their face. I agree with you.
Exactly. And I firmly believe that they have their concerns. They want to voice their concerns. But everything is being destroyed because of a small number of people. And that's giving Coolock a bad name. And Coolock isn't a bad place. I don't know why people get this idea that it's a slum or something. It's not.
Coolock is a beautiful place. It's had its antisocial problems as well.
I'd rather live in Coolock by people who are not afraid to, you know, stand up for what they believe in and to have their voices heard, than live beside, you know, somebody who would consider the areas like Coolock, you know, beneath them. I'd rather live any day with people who, normal, salt of the earth, Dublin people, than live with snobs who would put down a whole area and insult a massive group of people for no reason.
Okay, well, that's you, Ciarán, she's talking about.
Sorry?
She's talking about you, insulting that you were wrong to insult the whole...
Is that her name? Susan?
Susan, yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I knew it, you didn't need to announce that you weren't from Coolock. I knew straight away. You're very well spoken. I wouldn't have assumed you were from Coolock at all, so don't worry about that. It's the area itself. Where do you live, if you don't mind me asking? Roughly, don't tell me your exact address, obviously.
I live out in the country, but originally I lived out...
You haven't seen Coolock up close in the recent years.
I know a lot of people living in Coolock. I grew up with a lot of people living in Coolock. I lived in Clontarf, and I can tell you,
you're very lucky to live in Clontarf, not Coolock.
Sorry?
You're very lucky to have grown up in Clontarf, not Coolock. And the people from Coolock, they hung around.
Ciarán, you're so... You know what? Excuse me, French, but like, I know you're making your points eloquently and stuff, but you're some prick.
Me?
Yeah. I knew you weren't from Coolock because you were speaking properly. Come on.
Well, look,
you don't actually believe that, do you? Are you that up your own hole?
They're ashamed to say they're from Coolock.
They're ashamed to say.
What's happening here at the moment is a perfect example of why people are ashamed to be from Coolock and why Coolock has a bad name.
Oh, and you're speaking on behalf of all Coolock people, are you, Ciarán?
Sorry, it's the things that... Look at what's happening. If this protest was in Dalkey, do you think there would be riots? Do you think there would be fires? Do you think there would be people screaming?
I don't think it would happen in Dalkey because the government won't put them into Dalkey.
Yeah, the people... Well, they're in Black Rock, despite what people think, so...
Yeah, what you showed me there was plans too. I don't think that that's actually happened, Jeremy.
I have a friend who lives in Black Rock and has seen asylum seekers there. Why would you make that up?
Okay.
When was there a last time there was a riot in a place like Dalkey or a place like Black Rock? When?
Never, not even during the water protests. Is that because, not a fair, is that not a fair point, Susan?
The lower class areas, as they are called, are getting...
Well, no, because working they're class areas.
Whatever they're called, or the what they're seen to be, are getting taken all the shit. The likes of Finglas, the likes of Ballyfermot, the likes of Ballymun, all these areas, this is where they're all talking about, the likes of where we're talking about now. It's the same areas all the time. Why won't they... Okay, you're saying this one in Dock or in Blackrock. Why won't they put them into Docky? Fox Rock? Shrewsbury Avenue? Yeah?
Casey, I'm just wondering, is the reason that they're being put into the areas that you suggested because the land prices aren't as expensive as they would be in the likes of Blackrock or Dalkey or wherever?
I think it's because they know that a couple, you know, who are paying up to £1 million for their house aren't going to have and they don't want to piss off the wealthy. That's what I think.
Here's a message from Jean, getting back to the discussion we're talking about. I work in a public job and I think that you have to be very careful about what kind of protests you participate in. In some careers, if you get arrested, you can lose your job. But that goes without saying. There's lots of jobs, especially in a lot of public jobs, whereas you when you're seen basically seen as a role model and it can be taken the wrong way. That's the point. Jack should have thought about that before he went to that protest. That's all I'm saying. Here is a WhatsApp voice note from Neil.
Jeremy, I'd have no problem protesting whatsoever, but I have a funny feeling that they see me protesting all right. When I go to renew my taxi licence, they'll have an issue with it. That's why I can't do it. That's where they have us by the fucking bollocks. Excuse the language.
I was about to say that, Neil. You being a taxi driver would be self-employed, so you're your own boss. But yeah, you could be right. You could be right. Here's Sean.
Lads, you can't sack someone in this country just because they're on a different side of the political scale than you. Like, it's the whole point of a democracy. You might not agree with people, but you can't just suddenly sack people because they have different views. Like, for example, like, let's say I was an employer and I was vehemently against, let's say, this trans agenda. I was on the right side and I didn't agree with it. Could I turn around to a person, if I maybe saw them at a trans right protest, and say, oh, well, you know, I don't agree with your politics, so because you're on the wrong side, I have the right to fire you? No, obviously not. But to all the people saying he should be sacked for attending this protest, you're basically saying the exact same thing. You're saying that people deserve to be sacked just because they have different political views. And just to Jeremy, you mentioned that Carl Crawley fella. The reason he lost his job is because he committed a crime. He assaulted someone. He broke the law. Attending a protest isn't breaking the law, so you can't compare the two. Thanks.
Okay, I wasn't comparing the two, and again, I just want to say, yes, he did break the law, but as well, they would have used, well, I don't know in that case. In a lot of cases, Sean, I've been working in the media long enough, we could name about four different people, Casey, couldn't we, that have lost their jobs because they brought the company into disrepute because they said, I got pulled up. Do you remember I got pulled up for a previous company?
Over something ridiculous.
It was over the black, and again, I was on the wrong side of the, I was giving out about the Black Lives Matter protests happening during COVID, and I simply said that a lot of people were afraid to criticise the Black Lives Matter protest during COVID, whereas they criticised the people who were anti-lockdown. It was the exact same thing. A protest was a protest.
Yeah. It wasn't going to spread. COVID wasn't going to spread because it was Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. No COVID spread during the Black Lives Matter protest. Who have we got on the other line? Who's that there?
Anthony.
Anthony, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Good. Now, Jack is, we'll use the word suspended. By the way, sorry, before I come to you, yes, no, we're not naming the place. Sorry, just checking with JJ. A lot of you wanted to know what type of company that Jack works for, that he's been suspended from. And without narrowing it down, it's a hardware store. Yeah?
You're a fuck.
No, but that's what we're saying.
I don't think
it's a hardware store. Maybe not a very well...
I don't think you should have
said that, but... It may be a well-known hardware store, maybe not, but that's what he works at. So he works for a large company that could have foreign...
Get yourself a good lawyer.
Who? Me?
Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Get off the citizens information or get yourself a good lawyer.
Nothing has happened yet.
Here, go to far right, will you?
Sorry, far right. Anthony, now, what do you want to say about what happened to Jack?
Well, let's see what happened. He was at that protest, and, you know, it also happened on Friday. Garda were attacked. Being at something like that, that will have consequences. If I was Jack's boss, I'd just fire him outright, because there was nothing peaceful about the vile carry on at what happened last few days and what happened last week. All those people who go to that kind of thing want to do is just cause trouble. That's all the element of the far right want in this country, just to cause trouble, causing those arsons, attacking members of the Garda. High time the Garda cracked down on all that shit.
Yeah, Anthony, I hate to tell you, but it wasn't everybody at that attacking Gardaí, and the Gardaí were fairly heavy-handed in their own way as well. There's no angels, they're not all angels either on that side, Anthony, so...
Well, they demonstrated last week, they were causing all that trouble, they were injuring the Garda. Of course they had to go in and we had to deal with that crap, but they rather just not do anything.
The guy who was there protesting... Okay, open your ears now, right? And listen to it for what I'm going to say for 2 seconds before you jump in with your far-right bullshit. The guy who was there protesting and who has been suspended from his job was doing nothing wrong. He had simply attended the protest. So how could you justify somebody losing their job for that?
According to what you said in one of these videos, he was shouting at the Garda.
Yeah, the Garda was standing in front of him in the video and he shouted, get them out, get them out.
Cut off his head.
Even though there's actually no one actually there.
No, we saw the video.
No one there to actually get out.
Sorry, what's your point? You think?
No, so think if this girl was at that kind of protest, actions have consequences, because that will have a negative impact on his workplace.
How would it have a negative impact? If he goes to a protest and he leaves the protest and he goes to work and his protest is behind him and he's doing his job, how does that impact on his job?
Well, you customers found out.
Fool.
Well, and I'm no fool, right?
You customers are a fool. You're the biggest fool I know.
I am not a fool and I don't like personal insults like that. I'm not insulting you.
Every time anybody says anything, they're the bloody far right.
Okay, Kate, there's no need to insult
them. There is a far-right element in this country that causes trouble, Katie.
There is a far-right element. We can't just go denying it. There is a far-right element in this country. Nobody is denying it. But you cannot say that every person attending these protests is far-right. People have a right, Anthony, despite what you think or despite what you like, to have their voices heard and to express their concerns.
But doing us attacking the Garda, just shouting, get them out, putting up that graffiti that they put up, that is not protesting.
Okay,
that's
so they shouted at the Garda.
Not right.
Yeah, they shouted at the Garda. They chanted at the Garda. What law was broken?
And on Friday, 3 Garda were injured as well.
Absolutely, that's
one
disgusting.
One went to hospital.
Nobody is saying that that's okay. That is disgusting. Nobody should be hurt at these protests. Absolutely, guards out doing their jobs. But chanting at the guards, you've such a bee in your bonnet over it. What is the issue?
I just don't see that as right, because if you're doing that, how long before somebody might just lose it and start to attack someone?
How long before you're trying to kill a guard?
Anthony,
is that what he's saying?
We saw the video. All this man was doing was making a chant at the protest. That's all he was doing.
Shouting right at the Garda.
So what? He was chanting at the guard. So what? Nobody was being hurt at this point. Chanting is using words at a protest. You go to any protest, usually, or a demo, usually there are people chanting, regardless of what that protest is. What is the issue?
I just do not see these protests that happened as peaceful.
Now, because you have the arson that happened. And they were shouting at the guards saying, let them in, let them in. If the guards were, would you have the same issue?
Well, I wouldn't be at a protest like that.
I wouldn't be at a demonstration
like that in regards to the far left.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Anthony. There's a huge reaction coming into this. We want to hear from you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Stop messaging wanting to know where Jack works. We've said it's a shop that sells hardware goods. That's all you're going to get from us. It's a shop that sells hardware goods. That's where he has been pulled aside. After complaints were made about him turning up at the protest. It's a shop that sells hardware goods. That's all you need to know.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
It is the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Katie, and we're talking about the repercussions or possible repercussions if you turn up at one of these protests. Let me go to Kev. How are you, Kev?
Are you all right?
Good. Now, what do you want to say about this?
Yeah, no, I haven't actually sat down to watch the video because I've had a bit of a busy day here now. But I have to say, like, the company has every right to protect their reputation. And now, no one's saying that this fellow was out and he was causing trouble. But the fact was, he was there at a place where a protest happened and a whole building got burnt down. Like, arson is a crime.
Yeah, the whole building didn't get burnt down. But yes, it was a violent situation, yeah.
Exactly. And if you were a business owner now, Jeremy, could you honestly say you'd keep someone on knowing that they were hanging around with people that were like, oh, like that, and could damage your reputation? Because in every business, your reputation is everything. Do you know what I mean?
What about the real, genuine protesters who weren't causing trouble? They were just there chanting and marching.
Like you said, Katie, everybody has the right to protest peacefully. But that was not a peaceful demonstration. I mean,
it wasn't.
A burden went up. Well, may not have burnt down. But, and you know what I mean? If it's not a peaceful protest, then it's an illegal protest.
Other people be tired because a couple of imbeciles couldn't behave themselves?
This is the world we live in, and I agree with you. They're absolute morons that went off and did that. And they take away from their own point doing that, because it's not going to help people view them as the heroes of society like they want it. They're just going to be viewed as a bunch of thugs. I'm sorry, that's exactly what they are. And if he hung around with them, I'm sorry, guilty by association.
Is that what it is? It's guilty by association. So anybody that was at that protest, and I would say 3/4 of the people that were at that protest were peaceful. They were peaceful. So are you saying they all should be tarred with the one brush?
In this particular case, I would. I'm sorry. But you can't go on like that and expect to be no repercussions.
Okay, we've established that the people who throw missiles and hurting the guards and everything are scum, absolutely. But then at what point can you actually voice your concerns? What, could you just have to shut up because a couple of people can't behave themselves? I don't think that's fair on the genuine protesters, the people who have a right to be heard, who are being ignored and who are becoming increasingly frustrated.
Walk away and start a peaceful protest somewhere else. Have your voice heard the right way. Don't hang around with the morons that are going to do that.
Look, I don't...
Everyone's just going to tire them credit with
you.
But
then you could argue, and I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's okay what's been done, but you could argue that things have gotten so tense and so angry and so contentious because there is so little communication, that they're doing anything now to have their voices heard. And it doesn't make it right, but you could argue that, well, they're ignoring us, let's shout louder. The peaceful protests aren't working. Point. The peaceful protests aren't working, Kev.
But,
they're not.
I'd agree with that as well. But violence is, at what point do we say then, Kay, violence is the answer?
It's a fair point he's making. If you're at that protest, and I mean we've seen the video, Kevin, and it is, he's not being violent in it. I want to say that he's not.
He's
been very aggressive.
I feel sorry for the genuine protesters in Coolock, the genuine people who want to get out and protest and aren't just out to cause trouble. Because I do believe there are young fellas there just wanting to cause trouble. But I feel for the genuinely concerned citizens and locals who just want answers. They want communication and they're not getting it. It's not fair.
But not everybody in Coolock supports them, by the way.
No, I'm not saying that. I know that. But it's not fair on the people who do want answers. They deserve answers. It's their home. It's where their kids are living. It's where they're living. It's where, you know, it's where they're spending most of their time. They deserve to get communication and answers. Okay. And it's not fair.
Vanessa has been on to us and says, if you go to any protest, you risk your position in your job, especially if it's a customer service role. And from what we believe, Vanessa, his role, but it is dealing with customers. And then another message said, was he wearing his work uniform at the protest? And I'm looking back over the video just to see if you can see. Sorry, what?
I looked at that. He's not.
No, you cannot see. If he is, it's under his jacket. You cannot see. Put it this way, me looking at this video now would have no idea where this particular fella works. So I wouldn't have a clue. So no, he's not wearing.
I get if you're wearing a company thing, your company doesn't want to be affiliated politically either way, I would be.
Yeah.
But once they're not in company gear, I don't see the issue. It's, you know, protest. Do what you want to do. You want to have your voice heard. Do what you want to do. Just do it in a civilized manner. But as I said, devil's advocate here, peaceful isn't working, so what's next?
And then finally Mark says the majority of Coolock supports them, Jeremy. Now Mark, I've heard that comment a few times, and my rebuttal to that would be, how do you know that, Mark? Have you gone around Coolock? The population of Coolock is 70,000 to 80,000. So have you knocked on every single door, Mark? Have you been made spokesperson for Coolock? How can you possibly say that the majority of Coolock supports them? We've had messages how many messages have we had over the last week? Private messages on Facebook from people saying, I live in Coolock, please don't give out my name.
Don't want to be associated with the people, the scumbags who are causing, people who are causing trouble. But I would imagine there's a lot of them who probably are afraid to go out to these protests, who are, you know, they're thinking it, but they're not saying it.
But not everybody supports them. So that's
no,
wrong.
No,
because
if
everybody did, there'd be 70,000 people there this evening, Mark. So, you know, cop on.
How many are there?
About 1,500.
Okay,
who's on this line?
That is Darren.
Oh, that's Darren. Now, Darren, what do you want to say on this?
Is Anthony still there, is he?
Anthony's on the other line, yeah.
Far right, you there?
I'm still here. And
oh, I love that he answered.
Say my name, Katie, please. Okay, thank you.
Anthony.
What is it,
Anthony.
Darren? What is it?
You need to get yourself a good ride.
Why the hell do you think that?
Because the only time you come on here is to use the word far right.
And what's wrong with them using? Why do people? No, but hang on, Darren. Why do people get so caught up with the far right exists in Ireland, Darren? What,
okay, let me speak. Yeah, let me speak.
No, but nobody. Right? You're that triggered by the words far right.
Nobody throws them around for everything.
Let
like
me
it's,
speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
The far right. Have you ever seen the film American History X? I'm sure you have.
Yes, I have. With what's his name?
Yeah. Yeah, that's far right. Is Anthony actually comparing the likes of me or the lads at that protest, peaceful protest, for it turned nasty? Is he comparing lads kicking black people's heads in the curb to us?
Well, no, your man.
Is he actually comparing?
No,
that?
Your man in the your Edward Norton, the character, had a bloody swastika tattooed on his chest. I don't think anybody out going in Coolock has
far right. That's
but,
far right.
But there's different levels.
Right.
There's different levels of far right.
No,
in the
there's
same
not.
Method. Yes,
different.
There is.
No, there's not. Not. Far right is far right, Jeremy. You're either far right or you're not.
Well, no, there's difference. Of course. There's
not. No difference. There's no difference.
There's no difference. Far right is far right.
Far right.
Yeah.
But
you're
no.
an idiot. Far right is far right.
Okay, is that all you is that all you asked him? Is that all you want to ask him, Darren?
No, but I just don't understand why straight away he just sees people, even... Does he even call that 70-year-old man that was pepper sprayed? Is he far right?
Actually, that's a good question, Anthony. Oh,
well,
sorry, just to reiterate, I said Anthony
causing,
no,
if he was among those, if he was among those causing trouble.
No, he caused absolutely no
oh
trouble.
Oh, my God.
He caused absolutely, well, that's a non-argument because he caused absolutely no trouble.
Anthony, you're a dangerous person. You are dangerous.
Yeah.
You are.
Anthony,
he just said that
no,
the man didn't
I want to ask Anthony a question. Anthony,
oh, no,
what
no,
do
no,
you
I'm not having no. Anthony being bullied here.
Anthony is not being bullied. He's well able to come on and call everybody here far right. So let
he,
me ask
by the
him,
way.
Anthony, Jeremy, I am not finished talking. Do
don't
not
think
interrupt
Anthony
me.
Mentioned
do not
far right once today, buddy.
Do not interrupt me. Anthony, can I ask you what you constitute as far right? In your definition, what is a far right person?
People who are anti-immigration,
okay,
for example, like those who set these arson on buildings, like happened in Limerick. That was just under rumour it was going to house refugees, but it actually wasn't at all. What happened at Coolock last weekend, the last 4 days, That is the definition of far right, Katie.
So your far right ends with people who set fire to buildings. So the actual protesters, the genuine protesters, you wouldn't classify as far right.
If they were shouting, get them out, anti-immigration, that does make them
so
far
anybody,
right.
So then you're saying that anybody who has an issue with people coming into this country, for whatever reason, they are all far right.
If they're anti-immigration, they forget Irish history of immigration in the past, which they clearly do forget their history.
Anthony, the whole point
then,
the reason people are probably so strong about this is because probably because they remembered their history, you moron.
Okay, there's no need, again, Kate, there's no need to...
I'm sorry, Jeremy.
No, you weren't here last week. We banned callers from name-calling on the show because of complaints.
But I'm sorry,
you don't need to name-call.
No,
you're better than that.
No, if people are going to act like fools, be prepared to be called a fool. This frustrates me beyond boiling point. It really frustrates me. He can go around calling people far right and racist. People who aren't far right and racist, which, to be honest, in my opinion, is far more insulting than being called a moron.
Okay. Are we done? Thank you very much. Thank you to all of you who listened to this episode of... So Casey's just calming down now. You get way too worked up, way too invested in the whole thing.
No, I'm just sick of this. Over politically correct, lefty bullshit, pandering to everybody in society, country.
Can we all just agree, though, that there are different levels of far left and far right? And let me explain to you. Do you remember there was a woman that was interviewed, a far left woman who was interviewed on the TV last year, and she said you should ask your baby's permission before changing their nappy because... it's an infringement
yes.
on their... Yeah. Now, that's lunatic far-left stuff, that is.
Oh,
now,
but no, you can't even get a pronoun wrong these days. You better believe that...
That's not true. We have a person who comes on this show, a very regular caller comes on this show, who is a trans person.
I'll show you a video tomorrow. It'll make you sick.
Yeah, but we have a person who uses they pronouns, and Adrian has often called her by mistake.
I'm sorry,
she doesn't get offended
as for calling Anthony a moron, I don't mean that in a personal, an overly person away. Anybody who's saying what Anthony's saying, I would think they're a moron. And the reason I'm able to say that to Anthony, and it's not being, I don't think it's being unfair, I think it's because he's actually behaving like a moron. If I'm behaving like an idiot, I would expect Jeremy to turn around and say, Kate, you're being an idiot. I wouldn't take offence. Mm-hmm. If you put your hand out to be slapped, it's going to get slapped. You come on here and call anybody who expresses a concern about immigration far right and a racist, then you can bet your bottom bloody dollar that I'm going to turn around and call you a moron.
If you want to subscribe to the podcast, go to Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts and hit subscribe, and we will talk to you on the next episode of Opinions Matter. Have a good one.